Now, just as last week, we're going to have the sermon first, but I'm not going to be preaching today.
跟上礼拜一样，我们要先讲道，但是今天不是我讲道。
Now, there's a verse in 2 Timothy 2:2 that says, Paul's talking to Timothy, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
保罗在提摩太二书，一章，
Chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2.
提摩太二书，提摩太后书二章二节这边，保罗要向这个提摩太的教会介绍一个新人，这个人是可靠的人。
Did you read it?
Okay. 你在许多见证的面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Now it's just a, it should be a normal life of the church, and it might not be, if you've been to New Hope, it's probably been your experience, but it might not be your experience in other churches. There should always be a man that is being trained in the church.
在教会里面其实常常会有实习生。
There should always,
教会里面其实应该都要有实习生。希望教会里面，其实常常有实习生。不过其他的教会里面经常都没有。
And I know you've, if you've been here with us a while, you've seen maybe 4 or 5 people come through as interns.
如果你在希望教会待的时间长一点，你可能已经看过4、5个实习生来我们教会了。
And it's just,should be part of a pastor, an elder's job description as they're taking younger men and training them.
牧师和长老的职责之一就是要教导实习生。
And it's part of, your job description in the sense of delighting in and learning from and working with those who are being trained.
身为会众，我们也要从实习生身上来学习，我们也可以教导他们。
So we are really happy, that Eric has come, and he'll be with us until the end of August, right?
所以我们很高兴 Eric 来到我们当中，他会待到八月底。
And probably once a month he'll be preaching.
他一个礼拜，一个月会讲到一次。
So, I just want to welcome Eric, to the pulpit, and, may the Lord bless your preaching, and we're continuing in our series in Matthew.
所以欢迎 Eric 今天来讲到，我们讲到内容还是一样是马太福音，愿神祝福他的讲道。
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure for me to be here to bring to you the word of God. Our text this morning is Matthew 27:11 through 26, and as we always do, need some volunteers to read both in English and Chinese. So.
很高兴今天能够来这边讲到，我们今天的经文是马太福音27:11-26，我们请一位念中文，一位念英文。
So who would like to, read the text in English?
有没有人要念英文？
Okay, and Chinese.
中文呢？
26. Okay. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus said to him, It is as you say. And while he was being accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, Do you not hear how many things they testify against you? But he answered him, Not one word, so that the governor marveled greatly. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to releasing to the multitude one prisoner whom they wished. And at that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ? For he knew that they had handed him over because of envy. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife said to him, saying, have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said to him, "Let him be crucified." Then the governor said, "Why, what evil thing has he done?" But they cried out all the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it." And all the people answered and said to him, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified.
耶稣站在巡抚面前，巡抚问他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”耶稣说：“你说的是。”他被祭司长和长老控告的时候，什么都不回答。比拉多就对他说：“他们做见证告你这么多的事，你没有听见吗？”耶稣仍不回答，连一句话也不说，以致巡抚甚觉稀奇。巡抚有一个常例，每逢这节期，随众人索要的，释放一个囚犯给他们。 当时有一个出名的囚犯叫巴拉巴，众人聚集的时候，比拉多就对他们说：“你们要我释放哪一个给你们？是巴拉巴呢？是称为基督的耶稣呢？”巡抚原知道他们是因为嫉妒才把他解了来。正坐堂的时候，他的夫人打发人来说：“这一人的事你一点不可管，因为我今天在梦中为他受了许多的苦。” 祭司长和长老挑唆众人，求释放巴拉巴，除灭耶稣。巡抚对众人说：“这两个人，你们要我释放哪一个给你们呢？”他们说：“巴拉巴。”比拉多说：“这样那称为基督的耶稣，我怎么办他呢？”他们都说：“把他钉十字架。”巡抚说：“为什么呢？他做了什么恶事呢？”他们便极力地喊着说：“把他钉十字架。” 比拉多见说也无济于事，反要生乱，就拿水在众人面前洗手，说：“流这一人的血罪不在我，你们承担吧。”众人就回答说：“他的血归到我们和我们的子孙身上。”于是比拉多释放巴拉巴给他们，把耶稣鞭打了，交给人钉十字架。
Thank you. Please pray with me.
跟我一起祷告。
Lord God, our Father, we thank you for your word which you have given to us.
主感谢你给我们你的话。
Thank you that we can learn from you.
感谢你让我们可以从你身上学习。
Thank you that you love us enough to give us this word.
感谢你爱我们给我们你的话语。
We pray that you would bless our time in it this morning in Christ's name.
求主祝福我们接下来的时间，奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. So, have any of you ever been humiliated here?
大家有没有受辱的经验？
Not just embarrassed, but really put to shame, to open shame in front of others. How did it feel?
不是只有不好意思而已，是在众的面前受辱，那种感觉，那种滋味如何呢？
Maybe you wanted to run and hide. Maybe you got angry at the people that humiliated you.
你可能会想要跑走，藏，把自己藏起来。你有可能会对那种羞辱，对那些羞辱你的人感到生气。
But however you responded, humiliation isn't something that any of us really want to face, is it?
不过不管你的反应如何，我们没有人想要会被人羞辱吧。
It's probably one of the things that we want to avoid the most in our lives.
被人羞辱是我们一辈子最不想要遇见的事情。
And we desperately work with our time to try and avoid that, not to lose face.
我们拼命努力的工作就是为了不要丢脸。
We're trying to hold on to our dignity and our self-esteem at all costs.
我们不计一切代价要维护自己的自尊。
And for those of you who were here last week, you got to hear some testimonies.
上礼拜有来教会的人有听到两个人的见证。
From Helen and Jean.
Helen 和 Jean的见证。
And I was amazed at what they said. Because it wasn't what I expected to hear.
我上礼拜听他们的见证，我心里非常的惊讶，因为那不是我预期会听到的见证。
When I hear testimonies, usually I hear these stories of victory.
因为以前我听的见证都是基督徒得胜的见证。
How I used to struggle with sin in a long time ago.
那些人都说我以前会跟在罪中挣扎。
But now I'm living a life of total surrender to God.
但是现在我的生命完全归在主的手下。
But what I heard last Sunday was something a little bit different.
但是我上礼拜听到的跟我以前听的很不一样。
I heard people are honest with themselves and about themselves.
我听到他们的见证，我知道他们对自己非常的诚实。
People who are honest about their struggle with sin.
他们诚实的面对和罪的挣，自己和罪的挣扎。
And honest about the reality of suffering.
他们也很诚实的面对受苦的事实。
So where does this kind of honesty come from?
他们怎么能够这样诚实的面对自己呢？
Well, I think it comes from being honest about reality, about the facts of life.
那是因为他们能够诚实面对生命中的一切。
And the reality of our life is that we're in a fight.
生命的事实就是我们是处在战争状态里面。
And it's a battle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual enemies.
这不是血气之争，是属灵的战争。
And we're not yet able to celebrate our final victory.
我们还没有得到最后的胜利。
But we're in the trenches. We're fighting a long war.
我们好像是在打一场冗长的战争，我们好像在打壕沟战一样。
And yet, in the middle of this war, we can still rejoice.
可是虽然我们是处在战争状态里面，我们还是可以喜乐。
We can give testimonies and tell each other about God's goodness.
我们可以分享见证，跟彼此分享神的好良美好。
We can testify to His grace.
我们可以见证神的恩典。
His grace, which has taken us, we who were God's enemies, and made Him His friends.
因为神的恩典，我们原本是神的敌人，可是却得以成为神的朋友。
And the grace which sustains us in the midst of this war.
在这冗长的战争里面，也是神的恩典，让我们可以继续下去。
And the grace that will finally lead us home one day.
神的恩典，终有一天会带我们回天家。
So in our text this morning, we have kind of a front row, front view access to this battle.
所以今天的经文里面，我们看到的就是这场战争里面的前线的景况。
Here Christ is engaged in battle with his enemies.
在这边，我们看到耶稣在跟他的敌人征战。
And this is the most important battle in the war.
这是这场战争里面最重要的一刻。
So as we read through the text this morning, I want you to just answer a question for me.
我们今天读完了这段经文，我希望大家回答我几个问题。
Who are the bad people in this story?
这个经文这边的经文里面，坏人是哪些人呢？
Who are Jesus's opponents? Who are his enemies?
谁是耶稣的敌人？
And this is when you can answer.
Or,
I want you to actually talk to me.
大家可以回答我。
The Jews.
犹太人。
Yeah, the Jews and the crowd.
众人，那些群众。
Anyone else? Pilate.
比拉多。
Any other ideas?
还有谁？
Well, yeah, first of all, we have Pilate.
我们有比拉多。
And Pilate, he knew a little bit about Jesus.
比拉多对耶稣有一些了解。
He knows that it was out of envy that Jesus was even there to begin with.
他知道是因为众人嫉妒耶稣，所以才把耶稣带到他面前。
He knows that Jesus was innocent of all the charges against him.
他知道耶稣是无罪的，他并没有犯人家控告他的那些罪。
But he's afraid, right? He's afraid of the crowds.
可是比拉多很怕那些群众。
And he's a coward.
他是个懦夫。
He isn't willing to stand up for what's right and to uphold justice.
他不敢站出来伸张公义。
And he's willing to do whatever the crowd pushes him to do.
他反而群众叫他做什么，他就做什么。
So you can see here how Pilate, even though he's amazed at Jesus, he's really his adversary.
所以我们这边看到说，虽然比拉多对于耶稣讲的话感到很惊奇，比拉多还是耶稣的敌人。
And also we have the Jews.
还有犹太人。
And the crowds.
还有那些群众。
See, they were jealous.
他们嫉妒耶稣。
And they were angry, they were furious with Jesus.
他们对耶稣感到非常愤怒。
They were angry and jealous because Jesus performed miracles.
他们对耶稣感到愤怒、嫉妒，是因为耶稣行神迹。
He could raise men from the dead. He could heal the blind. He could do many great things.
因为耶稣他行许多神迹，让死人复活等等。
And they knew the most about Jesus of anyone.
这些群众他们是最了解耶稣的人。
They had heard his teaching. They had witnessed his miracles.
他们听过他的教导，也亲眼看过耶稣行神迹。
And they also knew the Old Testament. They knew the Bible well.
而且这些人对于旧约也非常了解。
And instead of worshiping Jesus, they're crying out for his crucifixion.
可是他们没有来敬拜耶稣，反而是要把耶稣钉十字架。
And you can feel their hate for Jesus.
我们可以感受到这些人对耶稣的恨。
They hated Jesus because he was close to God, closer than they could ever be.
因为他们恨他，是因为耶稣比他们更亲近神。
So surely these Jewish crowds are to blame for what happened to Jesus that day.
所以这些犹太群众他们应该要为耶稣那天经过的这些苦难负责。
All they care about is their own selfish desires.
因为那些群众在乎的就是他们自己的私欲。
But there's another character in the story.
不过这段经文里面还有另外一个角色。
It's Pilate's wife.
比拉多的太太。
And what does she say?
比拉多太太她说什么呢？
She was suffering in a dream.
她做了一个梦，在梦中她受了。
And what does she tell to her husband?
所以她跟她丈夫说什么？
Yeah, have nothing to do with that righteous man.
她的夫人跟她说：“这义人的事，你一点不可管。”
So she calls Jesus righteous.
她说耶稣是一个义人。
And she's encouraging her husband to do the right thing, to let him go.
所以她要她丈夫做对的事，就是让放耶稣走。
But do you see what's wrong with her response?
不过她的话中也是有问题的。
She isn't really on Jesus' side in this battle.
她并不是真的是站在耶稣这一边。
She's just afraid because she had a bad dream.
她会怕是因为她做了一个可怕的梦。
And she was distressed because of that dream.
她因为做了这个梦，心里不安。
See, even Pilate's wife, she is still thinking about herself.
即使是比拉多的夫人，她最先想到的还是她自己。
She isn't thinking about Jesus and how she could worship him and love him.
她在乎的不是耶稣，她也不是在想她要怎么样敬拜耶稣、爱耶稣。
She just wants Pilate to stay as far away as she possibly can from him.
她只是想要比拉多不要插手管耶稣的事。
So what do all these people have in common?
所以这些人的共同点是什么？
Well, they treat Jesus with contempt.
他们都看不起耶稣。
Some to greater degrees than others.
有些人非常瞧不起他，有些人就还有点瞧不起他。
Some are furious with anger.
有些人很愤怒。
Some are just afraid of Jesus.
有些人怕耶稣。
And others, they just kind of treat him with indifference. They're complacent.
有些人根本就不在乎他，或者有些人看到耶稣这样子，他们就沾沾自喜。
So no one treats Jesus the way he deserves to be treated.
所以他们对待耶稣的方式都不是我们应该要对待耶稣的方式。
Jesus is Lord.
因为耶稣是王。
He's the Creator.
创造物主。
And he's their true King.
是他们真正的王。
So how should you treat such a man?
所以我们应该要怎么样对待耶稣这样的人呢？
Think about what's really happening here.
我们来想想看，在这段经文里面发生的事。
You have an angry mob and a fearful judge.
一群愤怒的暴民，一个懦弱的法官。
And they're about to take the Son of God and put him to death.
他们要把神的儿子钉死。
Jesus is the righteous one.
耶稣是这里面的义人。
He's the most righteous man ever to live.
是有史以来最正直的一个人。
And he's about to be scourged by men.
可是他们要鞭打他。
He's about to be nailed to a cross and suffer an agonizing death.
他们要把他钉十字架，让他死得非常可怕。
See, they're putting him to shame. They're completely humiliating Jesus.
他们要公开的羞辱耶稣。
And how could they do this?
他们怎么可以这么做呢？
How could the crowd be so easily swayed?
他们这些群众怎么这么容易就改变心意的呢？
How could they even say, let's release Barabbas?
他们甚至说我们来释放巴拉巴吧。
Who was a notorious criminal, a murderer.
巴拉巴是一个恶名昭彰的罪犯。
How could Pilate be such a coward?
为什么比拉多这么懦弱呢？
Even though he knows Jesus hasn't done one act of evil.
虽然说他很清楚耶稣根本就没有做坏事。
He doesn't do anything. It allows him to be treated terribly.
耶稣他根本没有犯错，可是比拉多却任由群众来迫害耶稣。
So when I read this chapter and this account, I get upset.
所以当我读这段经文的时候，我心里感到很不安。
I get angry when I think about this situation.
我想到耶稣这样被这些群众对待，我就感到愤怒。
And I want to know, do you feel upset? Do you feel angry?
我想问大家，大家看这段经文的时候，心里面是不是会有不安，会有愤怒？
Do you get angry when you think about what happened that day?
你想到那天发生的事情，你会感到愤怒吗？
You should.
我们应该要感到愤怒。
And if you don't feel upset,
如果你没有这样的情绪，
if you're not angry, then maybe you need to think again about what happened.
如果你没有感到愤怒的话，你应该更深入的来思考这段经文。
To really think about what's going on here.
要好好的思想这段经文里面发生了什么事。
To think again about how Jesus was treated as a common criminal.
我们要知道耶稣在这段经文里面，人们把他当作是一个罪犯。
Jesus was the Son of God. He was God in the flesh.
可是耶稣他是神的儿子，是神道成肉身。
And he was scorned, and he was betrayed by men.
可是人们却藐视他，背叛他。
Isn't it outrageous?
这不是很过分吗？
So if you do get upset, if you are angry, I want you to realize something else.
所以如果你感到愤怒或不安，我希望大家再更了解另外一点。
Realize that you and I are not a whole lot different than the people in this story.
我们要知道，其实我们跟这群迫害耶稣的人并没有什么两样。
We've all treated Jesus with contempt at some point in our lives.
我们都曾经瞧不起耶稣。
We've all scorned Jesus.
看不起他。
Every time we sin.
每次我们犯罪。
And we've been indifferent to Jesus in our lives.
我们也曾经不在乎耶稣。
So think about what brought Jesus, the Son of God, to that place that day.
所以我们要知道耶稣当时候为什么会站在那里。
Why was Jesus humiliated?
为什么他会在众人面前受辱？
Why was he even there that dark Friday afternoon?
为什么他会在那个黑暗的礼拜五傍晚站在那里？
It wasn't an accident.
不是，这不是意外发生的事。
It wasn't just a miscarriage of justice, a mistake.
也不是一个错判的案件。
It was a fulfillment of a promise.
而是要成就神的应许。
And it was the promise of grace that was given.
是因为要成就神给我们恩典的应许。
Right after the fall.
这是亚当犯罪之后神就应许我们的。
It was the promise of forgiveness.
神应许要赦免我们。
The forgiveness of our sins which cost Jesus his life.
可是要赦免我们的罪，耶稣必须付上生命的代价。
Here in this story, Jesus is fulfilling the words of prophecy given long before.
在这段经文里面，耶稣他是在成就几千年前的预言。
The words of the prophet Isaiah.
先知以赛亚的预言。
Who said that the Messiah would be oppressed and afflicted.
在以赛亚书里面，他说弥赛亚会受迫害，会多受苦难。
Yet he would not open his mouth.
可是他却不开口。
That he would be like a lamb led to the slaughter.
弥赛亚会像羔羊一样被领到宰杀之地。
And that he would be silent in his suffering.
可是他在受苦当中却不开口。
But Isaiah says something else.
以赛亚还说了另外一段话。
It says that it was the will of the Lord to crush him.
他说是神的旨意要来压伤耶稣。
God the Father puts his son to grief.
父神要让他的儿子多受苦难。
So that he could be an offering for us, for our sins.
这样子耶稣才能够成为我们的赎罪祭。
To take away our guilt and to bear our iniquities.
挪走我们的罪，承担我们的罪。
So think about why Jesus was there.
所以我们要思考为什么耶稣会站在那里。
It wasn't just because the chief priests and the elders were jealous.
不只是因为祭司长和这些长老嫉妒他。
Although that was a reason why that he was brought there that day.
当然这也是为什么耶稣会被带到那边去，这是其中一个原因。
It wasn't just because Pilate was afraid of the crowds.
也不只是因为比拉多害怕群众。
Although that causes Jesus to remain there.
虽然说这也是耶稣当天会受迫害的原因之一。
See, Jesus Christ was there for one reason.
耶稣会站在那边最主要的原因就是
For you.
他为了你。
He was there because of the sin which you committed.
他会站在那边是因为我们都犯了罪。
Because it had to be paid for.
因为这些罪必须为了这些赎这些罪必须付上代价。
Your sin and my sin.
为了赎你和我的罪。
That's why Jesus is being punished. That's why he was humiliated.
这就是为什么耶稣当天会被迫害会被羞辱。
So just as much as the chief priests and the elders, just as much as Pilate,We are responsible for Jesus' death.
所以像比拉多祭司长和长老一样，我们也都要为耶稣的死来负责。
It was our sin that brought him there.
因为就是因为我们犯了罪，他才会站在那里。
It was our selfishness, our pride, our self-reliance.
我们的自私、骄傲，还有仰赖自己。
Our fear, our envy, our anger.
我们的恐惧、我们的愤怒，还有我们的嫉妒。
It was because of our sin that Jesus was humiliated.
因为我们的罪，耶稣才会被人羞辱。
And notice what happens with Pilate, what he tries to do.
我们来看一下比拉多的反应，他当时怎么回应那些群众。
He tries to wash his hands of the blood of Jesus to say, I'm innocent.
他在众人面前洗手，他就说，这个人的，流这个义人的血，罪不在我。
And you and I try to do this also, don't we?
我们也其实常常想这么做，不是吗？
But none of us can be innocent of the blood of Jesus. None of us can be innocent of his blood.
但是我们每个人都是杀害耶稣的凶手。
When we stand before God, we can't ever claim to be innocent.
我们站在神面前，我们绝对，我们不能说我们是无罪的。
But we can claim one thing.
但是我们可以大声地说出一件事。
We can claim that we belong to Jesus.
我们可以说我们是属耶稣的。
That he is our faithful Savior.
说耶稣是我们信实的救主。
We can claim that he was humiliated for our sake.
我们可以说耶稣是因我们的缘故才受羞辱。
That our sin was paid for in full by him.
我们也可以说耶稣已经为我们的罪付上赎罪祭。
And that his perfect righteousness is our righteousness.
耶稣他完全的公义算作是我们的公义了。
So when Jesus underwent that humiliation, he did it joyfully.
所以当耶稣被人羞辱的时候，他心中还是有喜乐。
Not because he delights in suffering.
并不是说他受那些苦，他觉得很高兴。
The pain that he felt that day was real.
因为他那天受的苦是非常巨大、真实的痛苦。
But Jesus delighted in the thing which he would receive.
他心
after he underwent that suffering.
他心中会有喜乐，是因为他知道他受苦之后会有什么样的好果实。
He delighted in the people that he would redeem.
因为他知道他可以为多人赎罪，所以他心中就有喜乐。
In the book of Hebrews it says, Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising its shame.
在希伯来书里面说，耶稣为了将来的果子就忍受眼前的苦楚。
So what was Jesus' joy, brothers and sisters?
所以耶稣的喜乐为何呢?
That joy was you.
他的喜乐就在于你。
It was your sin which put Jesus on the cross.
因为你的罪，耶稣才要上十字架。
But Jesus went because he was willing and he wanted to save us.
可是耶稣他是心甘情愿的上十字架，因为他是为了我们。
He joyfully suffered for you. He was joyfully humiliated for you.
他受苦，他被人羞辱的时候，他还是有喜乐，因为他知道这么做是为了你。
And this is good news.
所以这是一个很好的消息。
So this frees us, doesn't it? Gives us freedom.
所以因为耶稣这么做，我们才得自由的释放。
This good news tells us that we are children of God.
这是好消息，因为这个消息告诉我们是神的儿女。
That we're safe and we're secure in God's love forever.
因为耶稣，所以我们得拯救，我们可以永远安心的在神的爱里。
And it does something else too.
当然还有其他的，耶稣还成就了其他的事。
It makes us willing to be humiliated for Jesus, for the sake of Jesus.
为了耶稣的缘故，我们也甘心受羞辱。
to share in his suffering.
这样我们就可以和耶稣一同受苦。
To be honest and to be open about our sin and our need for grace.
可以很诚实，很开诚布公地面对我们的罪，还有承认我们需要神的恩典。
And we saw this last week in the testimonies that we heard.
上礼拜我们听到黑人跟金的见证的时候，我们就是看到他们怎么做。
And I think we'll continue to see it here at this church, as long as the gospel is that which defines us.
我也知道，只要福音一直在我们当中，在希望教会流传，我们可以听到更多人这样的见证。
Amen.
Amen.
Should I pray? Lord God, thank you for this good news that Christ endured humiliation for our sake.
主，感谢你给我们这个福音，让我们知道耶稣为我们的缘故忍受的羞辱。
Thank you that we have His righteousness and that we can stand before you now with confidence.
感谢你让耶稣的公义成为我们的公义，这样子我们才可以在你面前，有信心站在你面前。
I pray that you would remind us of this gospel each day.
我们求你每天都提醒我们这个福音的好消息。
And that it would change us from the inside out.
让我们从内到外彻底改变。
That we would be people who are willing to endure suffering for the sake of the gospel.
我们也求你让我们为了福音的缘故愿意忍受苦难。
And willing to lay down our lives for each other.
也让我们愿意为彼此放下生命。
In Christ's name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to take a little time in prayer. And just so we can pray for each other.
我们花一些时间来为彼此祷告。
And so I want to just take a time if you want to share any prayer requests.
所以如果你有什么祷告的事项的话，请提出来。
Well, I really thank you for all of you participating and praying for each other.
大家为彼此祷告。
And I think in James it says, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
雅各书说正直人的祷告是大有效力的。
Now, I'm not so righteous, and maybe you don't feel that righteous, but Jesus was a righteous man, and we pray in his name, and it is powerful and effective.
我们不是正直的人，但是耶稣是正直的人。我们奉耶稣的名祷告是大有效力的。
I want to take a time now to have a time of testimony. If you've been sitting too long, stand up real quick, stretch, and then sit right back down. And then we're going to have a testimony, and then have a baptism, and some more people officially joining the church.
今天会有洗礼，那大家可以先站起来伸展一下。今天还有会有洗礼的人要做见证，还有一些人要加入成为会友。
And after that time, after the baptism and the joinings, we'll have some announcements and introduce new guests.
洗礼之后，我还有会友加入会友加入之后，我们会有一些报告事项，然后我们会介绍新人。
And then we'll end with singing like we did last week.
那我们跟上礼拜一样，我们最后以敬拜结束。
Okay, Naomi is going to come up and share.
Naomi 要跟我们分享她的见证。
And, we especially appreciate you, Kes, that you can translate into English.
谢谢 Kes, 她帮她翻成英文。
Chinese.
日子。Today it's as if I'm being born again.
昨天我参加了一位朋友的告别的礼拜。一位朋友的先生的告别礼拜，就是他过世的那个追思礼拜。
Yesterday I attended the funeral of a friend's husband.
这位朋友他们全家也是基督徒。
And this family are all Christians.
他先生更是一位虔诚的教友。
And her husband was a very devoted and faithful follower of Jesus.
但因为在工作压力及长期的负担之下。终于这位造成身心不能调适而患了躁郁症。
But unfortunately, he was under a lot of strain from work and other pressures, and he ended up being severely depressed and clinically depressed for a long period.
当他病情发作的时候，很多事情他是没办法控制自己，而伤害到很多人。
While he was going through this situation, he was just really out of control in a lot of respects, and he hurt a lot of people.
而事后都要经过别人告诉他说，他刚刚做了什么事，伤害到哪一些人。
And afterwards, people would have to tell him what he'd done and who he'd hurt.
然后他就会带着很愧疚跟忏悔的心，然后向我们的主怜悯，求他的宽赦。
And he afterwards obviously would be very distressed about all of this and would just be really sorry and praying to God for forgiveness.
就在过年前，农历的过年前，二月六号，他又做了一些对家人伤害的事情。
Just a couple of weeks ago after Chinese New Year on 6th of February, he had another uncontrollable bout and again was very hurtful and damaged his family.
然后他就很自责，就自己离开家里，离开这个家，然后躲了起来。
And because of how he felt about that, he actually just ran away and decided to leave home.
然后家人找了他，找了将近十几天都没有看到他人，不知道说他到底去了哪里。
And he actually disappeared for over 10 days, and his family had no idea of his whereabouts.
就在过年后三月四号。他们家人在他们 家族的那个祖坟的防空洞里面看到他。
On the 4th of March, he was finally found by some family members in an old abandoned air raid shelter.
又坐在那个地方，他已经过世了。
He was sitting there and he'd already passed away.
而且已经死了十几天了。
In fact, he'd been in that state for over a week.
然后经过法医的判定，他是自然死亡。
The coroner's report stated that he had died of natural causes.
后来经推测，他应该吃了躁郁症的药，然后会昏睡之后又没有体力，然后就这样子过世。
And the most probable cause was that he took his antidepressive medication, and because he didn't have any physical strength, when he fell asleep from that, he just didn't wake up.
当他的太太在他的那个追思祭文里面是这样子写着。
This is what her wife told us during the funeral.
她说：“亲爱的丈夫，其实我不是独自一人，因为我有父在。丈夫，其实我不是独自一人，因为我有父与我同在。出自于约翰福音16:32。
In this speech, she said, to her dear husband, I'm not alone because my father's with me.
因为当我读到这句话的时候。”我是很感动。
When she said this, I was really deeply moved.
因为我的父母也已经在天国与父同在了。
Because my parents are also with their father in heaven.
我要告诉我的父母，我不是独自一人，因为我有与我的父同在。
And I can also say to my parents, I'm not alone because I'm also with my father.
今天是我重生的日子，因为我觉得我应该给自己一个真正的名分，一个真正的名分这样子。
I would say that today I'm born again because it's today that I'm giving myself a true identity.
承认耶稣是我们的救主。
By admitting and accepting that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
有人说我们跟耶稣的关系就好像是夫跟妻的关系是一样。
Some people describe it as being a relationship with Jesus as being as close as a relationship between husband and wife.
当一对恋人彼此互相的相爱，就会结婚，宣誓彼此的诺言。
And when a man and wife come together, they take vows and they leave their families to be together.
而我们与耶稣的关系不就是这样吗？当我们遇到困难，向耶稣真诚的忏悔，他就会在我们身上动工，而经过时间的试炼，我们就可以看到他的回应。
In the same way, whenever we go through struggles and difficulties, Jesus will help us, and over time we can see that he has answered our prayers and calls for help.
前几个月我在工作上遇到很大的挑战，然后我就向我们的父祷告，我也得到他很大的回应，让我顺利的度过这个难关。
A couple of months ago, I faced some real challenges at work, and I prayed, really prayed that God would help me. Afterwards, I really saw an answer to that prayer and found that I was able to overcome those struggles.
我们天父他不会因为我不够聪明而远离我，也不会因为我这么软弱而抛弃我。
Our Father would never abandon us or leave us because we're not clever enough or because we're too weak.
他用他的生命洗净了我们身上的污秽，然后被钉在十字架，代替了我们的罪。
He was nailed on the cross for our sins, and he cleansed us with his blood and his sacrifice.
所以我要用我的一生，然后我这么样一位爱你的人，然后呢，是值得我们托付一生、终身去信仰他、去信赖他的。
So I've come to the stage where I really believe that I need to surrender my whole life to follow him.
这也是因为我经过这么多的时间，然后我看到耶稣在我身上动工，他是真的是存在的，所以我决定今天在这地方接受他的洗礼，然后接受他是我的救世主。
And today I'm here to be baptized and to proclaim publicly that I've received Jesus as my Savior because of all the things that he's done for me that I've seen over time and all the prayers he's answered and the way he's helped me that I know for sure that he's real.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.